Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? We've made it to episode 135. You see my sweatshirt? It's new.
Oh, nice.
It's my Miss Peaches one.
Oh, right. You showed me that when you got it.
Here, I'll show you the back, too. Can't even turn around. It says...
Yeah, I can't see it, but I
was showing the girlies.
Oh, got you. And the proceeds go to, like, an animal shelter or something?
Yeah, I'm honestly not sure which one, but I know that all the proceeds, supposedly, from the sweatshirts are going there. He's already donated, like... over 200,000. Dave Portnoy from Barstool, who honestly never was a fan of before, and I think a lot of people feel like this, that it was Miss Peaches that
bridged
makes
the gap.
Him tolerable.
All right, yeah. Got it. So today's episode is gonna be interesting.
A mishmash?
Well, it's gonna be a mishmash per usual, but one of the topics at least is just gonna be me being angry. So do you want to start with that or you want to end with that?
Well, so this is revisiting a past topic that I remember last time we covered this. We were not happy by the end.
No.
At all. Like, we were, like, ready to stop talking about it.
Yeah. And this person makes me angry for so many reasons, but also I understand that this person needs to be, like, put on an island. Like, we can't keep talking about her, but then also simultaneously, it's so hard to ignore because it's not like that one influencer on TikTok that drives us nuts. What's her name?
Ariel.
Oh, my Adriel? God. Adriel. Funny enough, I sent Lily a TikTok the other day because she does these really bizarre promos for her live streams, and one was like her pretending that she was like sitting on a vibrator. It was a lot.
If you see me going like this, twirling my hair, that means that the co-host I'm battling is totally my type. If I go like this, he's not my type.
I was so tired when you sent me that, and I was so confused, and I just like, it took me a minute to register what was happening, and then it just was even worse than it originally was. Anyway, we're not talking about her today.
No, thank God.
We're talking about HRH Collection.
Yeah, so Adriel is kind of like, who cares type of thing. HRH is a tricky one to me.
It's because everyone that sees Adriel knows that she's obnoxious, and like, you don't have to explain why you shouldn't watch her. It's pretty self-explanatory. HRH, because she kind of portrays herself to be like a character, maybe. Mm-hmm. And her stuff is really like out there, over the top, exaggerated. And people clip it a lot. So it's not like you're watching full videos. You're just seeing like little tiny moments and you think she's like being funny. And some of the clips you might see like are funny because they don't necessarily say anything like too egregiously awful.
Or the egregiously awful things she's saying are about herself, which like, fine, who cares?
If you watch though her full videos, or like just anything longer than 20 seconds usually.
Awful.
She's saying horrible things about other people as well. So the reason we talked about her last time was like, we don't want to give her attention, but also we want people to be like aware that like, if you see her, we don't like her.
And I think the bigger point too is to bring awareness without having to give her the view type of thing, where it's like, if you do see her as like a meme online, because she's not just a meme that people clip. People have her on their podcasts and she talks and she's like all calm when she's talking. So people very much like confirm in their head, oh, it's just a character, it's fine. But again, it's not.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's because they like, even the people that have her on podcasts and stuff, they see her as a character.
Right.
But our whole discussion was that it doesn't matter if it's a character, all the stuff she's saying is harmful anyway.
Yeah.
And people seem to agree with it a lot in the comments too.
What I see a lot is that people will agree with a lot of the heinous shit she says, but not the like worst things that she says. So like, it's like people that like that type of humor or whatever the fuck you're calling what she's doing, but then even they realize, they're like, oh wait.
Well, the thing is they like it until she attacks something that is like personal to them.
Correct. And the last time we spoke about Alex, is her name, is it?
I don't care.
HRH was because she sat in her car and full on ranted about how it is very, very frustrating and devastating to her when disabled people go out in public, because it makes her sad because she has to look at them, and that's unfortunate.
It was instigated by, she said that she was like going to the mall, and she's like, and they just take these like field trips.
There's like groups of challenged people walking around like it's a field trip. They're not doing anything, and they're like, they're with like a leader or something, I think. It doesn't even look like it. Like there is, I don't know. And it's really depressing to me. Like, I'm sorry, it's depressing.
I don't even understand how people could view it and be like, oh, it's a character, because what she was saying was so just like,
right,
awful.
And it's also crazy because she's not just an influencer. She's a quote unquote business owner, which after we posted our video, a lot of people pointed out that her jewelry business is basically a fucking scam. It's a drop shipping thing where like she basically resells Alibaba stuff, and she like upcharges it up the asshole, allegedly. She's not even slaying at that. So I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Anyway, so the clip that we're about to watch, I will be editing out any slurs for your viewing pleasure, because she is a slur user, but it's still upsetting nonetheless because she is just so vile. Like, she genuinely is such a nasty human being, and also just sad and pathetic and not funny.
Well,
and
so actually, side note, I remember after we covered her last time, a lot of people sent us, because a lot of people were like, how did she get to be like this? Mm-hmm. Like, what was her origin story? And there was, honestly, there's been clips that have surfaced where she does seem like she was a nice, sweet girl however many years ago.
So what happened?
I was going to say, we still don't know what happened to have her go in whatever trajectory this is. But again, we talked about her last time and said how it doesn't matter if she's a character because she's being harmful regardless to a lot of different communities of people. And like we said earlier, some of her moments are like clipped and she's like kind of become a meme. So people only see that and they think it's funny, but those ones are typically like self-deprecating about herself. And what we had a problem with was when she was talking about other people. And we only have really seen her talk about like generally like groups of people, not individuals. And the reason I became aware of this is because a girl popped up on my For You page, and we'll watch that video afterwards. So I haven't actually seen what she said.
Me neither.
But apparently she's now shifted to targeting individuals that did nothing to her.
And also, we really haven't seen the video we just said we haven't seen.
Oh my God. You guys, it was actually only one person. They just happened to comment twice and I just saw both of them. But like, they were basically saying that Jesse lied about not seeing the JoJo music video.
I was like, why would I lie about that?
Literally, I was like, you're giving us a lot of credit. One, that we're like good actors, that we could fake that. And two, like, what about the show makes you feel like it's super well planned and like formatted?
Also, I have verbal diarrhea. Like, what I'm saying is just what it is. It just comes out as soon as it enters my brain. So I don't have the time to lie. But it wasn't like a hate comment or anything. It was just funny. They were like, Jesse, I know you saw it. I was like, I didn't.
Well, and then the second one I saw was pointing out that like that we alternate like not seeing them. And I was like, that just happens because like I'll be editing beforehand.
Or we'll do it on purpose sometimes where like you will purposefully or I will purposefully not watch something because we want to get our reaction on camera. Or sometimes we just can't help ourselves and we watch it before. Whatever.
But there would be no reason to fake it.
No, but that was just a funny little comment. We really haven't seen this. So we're all going to watch it together. Okay, but first we have to watch the upsetting part. I'm sorry to subject you to this woman. And I really have to reel myself in because the thoughts this woman gives me in my brain are not thoughts I'm proud to have, I must say.
I'm just very curious to what she says and why she's saying it. Not that anything ever has a reason with her.
You'll see what prompted it, like her rage, is absolutely nothing. Like literally nothing.
Like usual.
I love to cringe follow people. Are you guys like that? I cringe follow people. Like, I would say 90% of who I follow, I cringe follow them.
Because you're hateful. That's a lot.
To me, it's like my entertainment. It's like freak show. It's fun. Okay, it's really fun. And I get so much entertainment out of like watching people's lives because they share them and like cringing. Okay, it's fun. Anyway, so there's this new girl I follow and she kind of lives near me. Like she lives in the same city. No, not city. Same county. She lives in Orange County. And you guys will have no idea who she is, okay? Because she's a no one. So you can't go tattletale on me that I'm cringe following her, okay? So she's like my age. And okay, you guys are gonna be mad at me. You're gonna get mad at me. And I don't care. Like, this is real. Real talk. And she is like the most plain Jane, not cute at all. Nothing about her is like anything a guy would want to touch. She's just so nothing, okay? She even like dresses like you know, coastal grandma vibe. Like a guy would want to fuck you, you fucking idiot. Okay, I am so sick of retarded women, I could die. So this bitch is like lonely as shit.
Do you genuinely, and I don't believe anybody deserves violence, I, you know, she's pregnant and all that stuff, but do you ever think she's been just decked in the face? Like, has she ever been put in her place where it's like, shut the fuck up? Like, genuinely? Well,
that's why I'm so curious, because, like, even if she's not like this in real life, there have to be people in her real life that watch some of this, and then
No, she has nobody. She talks about now how she basically faked a whole personality to even get her husband and father of her children, or baby. Jesus, I can't believe she's a mom. But anyway, she talks about how she basically faked that, but it's very clear she has no friends, she has nobody, and who the fuck would want to be around her? She's awful.
This escalated so quickly. Like, I feel like everyone can be like, yeah, I cringe follow people, sure. 90% 10% feels like a little bit of a...
Like you're obsessively hateful as fuck? Yeah. And also just miserable in general. I understand watching people that you don't necessarily like because you find it entertaining. I think there's like a whole sector of the internet. No, JoJo doesn't count. I can't watch her. She drives me nuts. But like, you know what I mean? Like people just are fascinated by certain things. If that's the majority of the content you want to consume, instead of consuming content of people that you enjoy...
Or if that's what you enjoy?
Yeah, if that's what you enjoy, you are just a miserable... Yeah. See you next Tuesday. Sorry.
So then she starts talking about this individual girl, which
is minding her own fucking business in this world.
Yeah, I was going to say, you'd think that she was about to tell you, like, that this girl was doing something like, for example, how JoJo acts, where it's, like, drawing a lot of attention to herself and just being fucking obnoxious. Even the thing she has said so far is literally just, like, she's plain... And
she wears coastal themed clothing. It's like, you wear like 14 necklaces and you give me fucking anxiety with how much you touch your hair. Like, you're no fucking peach either. You know, it's just, anyway.
This is just like so hostile.
Oh, that's her middle name.
Literally, like, her thing is to like go to Trader Joe's. Like, that's like what she does. It's so weird. Like, she literally is so pathetic. Okay, anyway.
Oh my God.
I can't stand pathetic women who don't fix up. Fix the fuck up, you fucking loser, okay? All right, so her hair is like a mess, and she does like outfit of the days and kind of like shows outfits, and I'm like, she wears like the worst shit. Like, it's so COS, COS, but not even, dude, you wish it was COS. It's not. It's like, she'll wear like, what are those like prairie floral dresses? Like Doen, D-O-E-N, like that brand, which you only looks good if you're 2 pounds, okay? If you're not 2 pounds, don't even buy those dresses.
Leo Skeppy, is that you? No,
I'm just so kidding. She tries to do that vibe. It's like country cottage chic with like a little bit of like coastal grandmother. Dude, if you're not hot as shit, if you're not a fucking 10 and a fucking 10 body, you have no business. I see, the thing is, like, I'm very mad at her. I want to reach out to her to help her.
Don't.
To be like, imagine being this angry at someone you don't know who is literally just existing.
What does she think she could help anyone? Girl, help yourself. You're bringing a child into this world and you are... I can't. I actually want to say horrible things, so I'm just going to keep
going.
This
is just the weirdest, most unnecessary rant all of her rants are, but like... I don't get it.
Nothing prompted it. She goes to Trader Joe's. Yeah. She needs fucking groceries, girl. What the hell do you want her to do? Yeah, I was
going to say, so she goes grocery shopping? How dare she?
Literally, it's just, she's nitpicking nothing.
What are you doing? There is no man that is ever going to look at you. You are frumpy dumpy. You're old.
Why does that concern you?
And your clock is done, bitch. You need to figure this out now. Okay. She's also pretty lucky, like her, I don't want to get into it because you're like, just one person may know and I just don't want to start shit. But basically, like,
oh, you
she
don't?
Is not like destitute, okay? Like, she can't, like, her family does something and she's like involved, okay? So the other day she was talking about how she was going to go back on the dating sites, and she's sitting there with this like the worst hair ever.
Jesus.
Like, the most like her face is like, fine, I'm not gonna make fun of features and shit like that, but she's not.
If you found someone, everyone can. Into it.
She's dressing like the way she does, and she's gonna go on a dating site. Do you see what I mean?
No!
Do you see the delusion?
You're not fucking funny. You're not cute.
She is going to go on a dating site. She's either going to not be approached on a dating site or have horrible dates because she's getting, like, fucking used, okay? And then she's going to blame the man.
Literally, why? Because why do you
her
care?
Choices like, in why is this occupying your brain? Game, okay? Not being self-aware that she is not pretty and she should do something. Oh, my God. She should get better clothes, okay?
Wow.
Lose a little bit of weight. Yes, bitch. Yes, I did. I lost weight to find a man. Yes, I did. You guys know. You guys fucking know how fat I was. Fat because I was miserable, okay? So I knew. I'm very self-aware. That's a lot of talk shit. Because I was like, I've always had a pretty face. Like, even though when I get fat, my features get ugly. My nose gets big. My face blows up like a balloon. I'm not that as pretty. When I get fat, I'm not as pretty. You guys can go back and see my pictures. Like,
aren't you not supposed to get lip filler when you're pregnant? Anyway, that's besides the point. But who has this much energy to be such a raging bitch? Genuinely.
Well, and that's, her complaints are so weird because they have zero effect on her whatsoever. I mean, nothing she's saying is true. But even if it was, why would you care if this girl can't get dates? What is it to you?
She is genuinely so miserable. Person. Yeah, she is so sad. And like, in the way that her soul will never understand the depth that a human soul is supposed to have. Like, she's not even capable of it. I don't care if her past self was nicer or she was less like this and now she just feels more comfortable or she thinks this is some sort of character. It's fucking not.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, even if it was a character, she had to think of this. I just can't even wrap my mind around it. It's like,
she this is not this even is pulling in the views that a profitable viral character should bring in. The views that it is bringing in are on her, the memes of her on other people's account on TikTok.
It gets less views than our podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. So it's like, I don't know why or what she thinks she's doing, but what a sad person. And it honestly does. I'm sorry if this makes me sound awful. It makes me sad that she is going to have a daughter or a child. I think it is a daughter.
No, I think that's completely valid.
I mean, you don't have what it takes to be a good parent.
Some of the stuff she does, at least I could see, and I'm not defending any of it. It's all heinous and fucking gross. But like, some of it, there are people out there that it's like, there's an audience for that. They'll think that's funny. What the fuck is this? How do you get to the point that this is what is occupying your brain? And that you think that this is okay or funny or anything? Like, I just don't get it.
I don't get her at all. And I never found her funny, but especially now, she just, ugh.
No, she's fucking awful.
She really is.
Did she identify the girl at all? Or did people just go to her follower list and figure it out?
I imagine it's the latter. Because she said it herself, like, I'm not going to tell you too much about her because then you're going to figure it out. And basically, tattletale. People did find out who it was.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's how I found out about any of this. The girl made a video.
Oh, shit. Okay, so let's finish watching this and then we'll watch that.
My videos and stuff when I was fat and I cringe. I look like I have a butt mouth. I don't like the shape of my mouth. So I did things
I have bad to news try for and you.
Fix myself, okay?
Literally?
Like, I just did. I lined my lips differently. I basically lost weight. The weight is everything. She also needs to fucking get a whole... Anyway, my point is this. If you're ugly... What mm-hmm. the fuck are you doing okay, getting on a fucking dating site? I mean, maybe so another ugly guy can approach you, fine. But the thing is, this bitch is not going to go for some ugly dude. I just, like, know she's not. Like, she is so delusional and stupid that I know she's fucking not. That's what pisses me off. So now I'm, like, really intrigued by this person because now she's going back on dating sites. Ugly as shit and delusional as shit. And now it's going to be the man's fault. See what I mean? It's gonna be all the men's fault. There's no good guys out there. Yeah. That's what women do. Women do that. They blame the man because they're ugly and undesirable and old, and it's the man's fault. It's like, I want to reach out to her so badly, anonymously. I need an anonymous Instagram page or whatever.
Anonymously?
I need something anonymous. Because I could be doing so much good. I could be like...
I could be doing so much good. That's what she just said. Are you fucking kidding?
So obviously, I don't know if it was HRH's intention for this girl to find it.
I don't think so, because she wasn't particularly descriptive.
But then again, like, she kind of was, and then also...
She was descriptive clothing-wise, but it's like to go through people's followers and then... I don't know.
I know, but she had to have known that this could happen. And this is another reason why I don't think this is a character, because she could have just made something up. But no, she's talking about a real person, and that person found it. So... We're gonna watch her response. I just saw the first few seconds of it right now. Seems kind of heartbreaking, so I'm bracing myself.
Yeah, it is, because also, it's not like she found out because she was watching HRH. She started getting comments and was confused at where they were coming from because random people started following
her. Wow. Okay, so here it is. The caption on screen says, OMG, now I know why you all started following me. She's pretty, by the way.
My heart is my chest, my heart is beating so fast right now. Well, I woke up this morning to like a bunch of new followers. Not like an insane amount, but just a handful, more than made sense. All day I was like, is one of my videos kind of going, taking off? No, it doesn't seem like it. Everything seemed like random and like different types of people. And a few people commented on my videos and were like, girl, you're beautiful. And I was like, that's really sweet. Okay, great. La-di-da.
Oh my God.
And then I went to my Instagram and there's like a bunch of new followers there. And I just posted like, hey, does anyone know, like, where are you guys coming from? Well, what happened is somebody who is on TikTok and YouTube, I guess, posted like a real video of me of talking about what I'm assuming is me. It felt really specific. I could be wrong. And I hope that it is about me, because if it's about somebody else and they can't really take it in stride maybe as well as I can, then I don't want anyone else to hear what this woman just said about me, what I think is about me. But she basically, she's kind of known. Here's the thing. I've seen her videos before. I didn't realize she lived in Orange County too, but I guess she does. And I've seen her videos. I think her vibe is kind of like, like speaking in hyperbole, although maybe she means every single word she says. And that's, I just don't know, but it's very like intense and like, exclamatory and punky. Like, this girl's a fat in bitch a and like, she's ugly or whatever, like really punky, intense derogatory. Things that I wouldn't necessarily say about anybody else, but I feel like that's her shtick. So maybe that's just her thing.
No, it's not. But, shtick.
Yeah. She was talking about me posting the other day about getting back on the apps, and she was saying how ugly I am and how horribly I dress, and that I need to lose weight. And
literally what?
Then I'm going to go on the apps and not get any attention. And if I do, the dates are going to be bad, and then I'm going to blame the guys and not take any responsibility. So I just want to say, if you're new here, welcome. I hang out a lot in my apartment alone. I'm moving in a few weeks to a new place I'm really excited about. I dress in clothes that I really like, and I work in construction. So a lot of times, or every day, Monday through Friday, I wear clothes that wouldn't necessarily be like my first choice, but I have to wear them for work.
The fact that she's even feeling like she should explain this,
right? She hates my hair, and I'm a girl. I kind of agree. It's not great right now. I really love my curly hair, so maybe the curly hair's not for you. I really like it, but I do think the length is a little rough, especially considering I go to a workout every morning at 6 a.m. and then I have to go to work at 7:30, and I have like 5 minutes to get ready.
Bless her soul.
And I used to really care about that, and like that I looked like crap going to work every day, to be totally honest. And then I realized, oh, I work with like all 65-year-old men, and none of them care what I look like. And frankly, I actually don't want them to notice what I look like. And that's not against the men, if that's how you're going to take it. But
she's like, I know you like to protect the men, so let me just clarify real quick. You know what? She is so, like, I love her vibe. And I'm not just saying this because she's funny. Everything that comes out of HRH's mouth.
It would be easy to pick a side, but like, she seems
so cool, and she has what Alex could never have.
Well, that's probably why she hates
him. Yeah, probably. Yeah, she literally just, you plain fucking loser bitch. Why? Because anybody would rather spend time with her than you, because you're such an unbearable, hateful, spiteful human being. Whereas she's just chill, vibing. She seems like she would be funny. She seems like she would not judge you. She seems like everything I would rather be around. And you are just, you could never.
Yeah. Regarding dating apps, I'm going to tag her so she can see this, because she said that she was going to DM me privately, and I'll just save her the trouble. Dating apps are hell. I don't know if you're single or not, if you're watching this, or the girl who posted the video. But it sucks to date. I'm not blaming the men. I just think that maybe that's a universal truth, although maybe it's not. And if you have any tips on how to make dating suck less, let me know. I'd love to hear
that. Yeah, I was going to say, do not listen to her.
But the truth is, I would never really blame a guy that a date sucks, unless they did something like aggressive or mean. But if it's just boring or they're not interested in me, I'm going to be honest with you, I'll probably blame myself. So you can scratch that off your list of reasons you would hate me, because I would definitely blame myself there. Losing weight. Okay, let's talk about that. I've been trying to lose weight for about a year and a half. PCOS and some really effed up hormones. And I go to the doctor every week, literally, to talk about this. I go to a nutritionist, and I pay her a lot of money. And it's not really working. So again, if you have any tips that my doctor wouldn't have had for me, please let me know. Because you think I'm fat. I wouldn't use the word fat, but I do think I could afford to lose a few pounds. I think that covers everything. But again, welcome. If you're new here, I go to Trader Joe's. I post my outfits kind of like ironically, but also like not, because that's what I actually wear. Let me just tell you, tonight I'm wearing a men's Target sweatshirt.
You.
That offends you?
Yeah, I was going to say, relatable. Shoot.
I need to go look at her outfits now. I want to see what Alex describes as coastal grandma.
She's just so like effortlessly funny and just actually genuine, and seems like she would be enjoyable to be around, like you said, unlike...
Someone else. So I'm looking on her page. She does like stripes. So I'm assuming that's what Alex is upset by.
I was going to say, but I wouldn't even, like, how did people even
figure out that it was
her? I'm just so confused. Yeah.
I don't know. You know how the internet is. They probably went looking. If it was me and I was investigating, I would go looking for a Trader Joe's like haul situation. That's what I would look for.
I guess. I was going to say, this is coming from the person that does deep dives and figures out everything about someone. But I think for me, it's like, this wouldn't warrant that kind of a deep dive, because who fucking cares? Like, leave this poor girl alone.
The top comment on this TikTok was, HRH Collection is a deeply insecure weirdo who attracts deeply insecure weirdos. I wouldn't take anything that beast barks to heart. Honestly,
She is a beast.
Why is she so foul?
Guys, please ignore the hybrid zit cut that is going on my forehead. I tried to cover it up earlier and it kept bleeding. And now I just touched it. Now you can see it. No. So it's entered the chat and it's joined the conversation.
Period. Okay. Well, so as far as we know, Alex has not responded in her latest video. She doesn't respond to that girl's response to her. And honestly, that doesn't surprise me.
Honestly, I hope she doesn't.
I hope she doesn't too. But it doesn't surprise me. Because she's so shallow in her hate. Like, her hate has no real meaning, just like her and everything she does. And so, like, she doesn't really feel actually any type of way about it, yet she actually did probably fuck up that girl's day.
When seeing how unbothered the girl acts, or at least plays it off like she's unbothered, I feel like that would, like, piss her off more.
Anyway, so that's our very brief trip down HRH lane. A lot of people were wanting us to cover it, and honestly, I was not sure if we would, but at least we got that over with first. So now we can just... Well, wait.
Such a cunt.
What's the second? When I think of that word, which I very sparingly use.
It's her.
I think of, she is the embodiment of it, honestly. And again, in the derogatory sense, not in the slay cunt.
Not cunty, yeah.
She is not serving cunt. She just, you know, she is one. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank our sponsor of today's video, and that's Vegamore.
Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones.
Yeah, and they have this whole grow system that you can get a subscription to, so I've been using their Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner. And side note, this little scrubby thing is everything. I have had so many of these, but this one is just, like, incredible. Like, I just stand there just scrubbing my scalp and it feels amazing.
I mean, I love a good head massage.
But yeah, with their subscription, you can get either one bottle or three bottles a month so that you're never going to run out of product. And it's super convenient because I always forget to order more. So then it just shows up.
And the subscription is nice because you actually see your best results after using it for 3 months. And in addition to the hair stuff, they also have lash and brow serum, which is crucial because my lashes have been lacking for a while. That's why I often wear fake ones, but I'm hoping to not have to anymore soon.
Yeah, I put them on every night. The brow serum, I just kind of like slap it on there and I'm like, maybe I should be a little bit more precise because I'm about to have like two bushes. If you guys want to elevate your hair wellness routine right along with us with Vegamore, you can use our code DWKT at checkout over at vegamore.com/DWKT.
That's VEGAMOUR.com/DWKT and use the code DWKT and you'll get 20% off your first order.
And that's for a limited time. So thank you so much to Vegamore for sponsoring this episode. Anyway, so now we can move on to a bit more fun of a topic, which is slandering Christy Carlson Romano. No, I'm just kidding. Literally. We're not slandering anybody.
Lisa was the one that sent us the CCR video that the girl Lauren had done. We'll link it below again because it's great. But Lisa sent me another one. She was like, oh, I figured you'd want to be all over this so you could talk about CCR some more.
Oh, girl. And I've gotten a bunch of tags on TikTok, too. Anytime anything comes out when it's related to either CCR or Podco, which is Christy Carlson Romano's joint, I think she does it with her husband, her podcast MCN, where she...
It's a podcast network, but it's essentially an MCN, which is like, she just takes people's money and uses them.
Yeah, she's like, hey, you can film in the studio, but the people that she is trying to recruit are all usually child actors that have now grown up and can capitalize on whatever shows that they acted in, such as the Ned's Declassified Podcast Survival Guide, or what is the fucking name?
I don't know, it's quite the slate of shows.
How are they not being sued?
So basically what she does is exactly what she was trying to do on her YouTube channel before, where it's just capitalizing on like millennial nostalgia, basically. And so Ned's Declassified is one of them. She used to do the Brotherly Love one, but I think they like left. I don't know if it was on bad terms, but they left and they aren't with her anymore. She then has obviously Vulnerable, her podcast, and then she has Big Name Bitches with Annalise Vanderpool.
That one is something.
Oh my God. If you thought that like CCR couldn't find anyone to match her energy, you're wrong, because the two of them match are made perfect in hell. For each other.
I have to be honest. I wonder what her agreement is with these people, what those deals look like, what percentage she takes.
And I also said to Lisa, I wonder if some of them, if they sign like exclusive deals.
They have to. Well, it's kind of like what's her name that went missing and we thought she joined a cult. What's her name? Alex? She mentioned that she was part of a podcast network that went under, and basically all the shows under that umbrella were affected and were not paid out the money that they were supposed to be paid out. So we've talked about MCNs in the past, like YouTube MCNs. I am still signed to mine. And we're not on this channel. We're independent. But basically the way it'll work is that that person who has the exclusivity to whatever content you're creating at that time will collect the money from Google or whatever, you know, revenue the podcast or show makes. and then distribute the money to you while subtracting their percentage from it type of thing.
I don't know how CCR's little podco thing works, but they range from like offering production services that they can like help you. Or I'm wondering though, if like CCR is the one that she has a team, because she does have like production teams. I don't know how many people are involved, but if they're producing the show and they're just kind of paying these people as talent, or if these people are like the creative behind the show, and then she's giving them the production resources. But I wonder if they are kind of coming on just as talent, if she does have some kind of exclusive deal, or if, for example, with Lindsay Shaw, if it's not even an exclusive deal, but more so that no one else wants to work with Lindsay Shaw, so this is the only company that will take her.
Yep.
But Lindsay has announced that she has a new podcast coming out.
I'm not going to lie, I thought this was a joke when I saw it. I thought the poster was like a fan-made thing, and it was completely just made up.
So, quick background on Lindsay Shaw. I guess I never watched Ned's Declassified, so I didn't know.
I did when there was nothing else on, but even as a child, I was like, this show sucks.
Well, and back to the slate of shows in CCR's podcast network, they're all like nostalgia based because they're usually kind of like rewatch or reunion things. It's not like new content necessarily. It's like rehashing the glory days, much like she does. This Ned's Declassified one did decent numbers, I think, but started getting a lot of hate I think it always kind of got a decent amount of hate because there was just really awkward, weird moments on it. There was a lot of weird sexual tension between Lindsay Shaw and Ned, aka Devin Werkheiser. But more recently, they got a lot of backlash because they were on like a TikTok live. And it was right after Quiet on Set had come out, and specifically the episode where Drake Bell shares his whole abuse story. And they claimed they hadn't seen it, but they were then like joking about it. Literally, it's the weirdest, grossest, most unnecessary, unfunny.
Coming.
Daniel, I told you.
Daniel, we told you never to speak about that. Get back in your hole, Daniel, and give me your holes. Sorry, we shouldn't joke about this. We really shouldn't.
Yeah, this is awful. Why are we doing this?
Because this is about us. Listen, our set was not like that. And no, it's fucking awful. The Drake Bell shit is that's crazy to hear. Fucked, man. And that never came out, which is really wild. Really wild.
I'll tell you who was talking about it.
Boop.
Boop.
Okay.
Oh, so y'all were in on it. Oh, God.
Damn.
Wow. I'm not talking about this anymore.
No, not talking about this anymore. No.
Guys, we can't joke like this. Jesus. Guys, we're sometimes humor helps us move through things,
yeah,
you know?
100%.
Yeah, and people believed their apology because they were like, oh, we hadn't seen it. We didn't know the gravity.
Being asked to comment on the Quiet on Set documentary, which we hadn't seen. And super shit joke came out that was referenced at Daniel and looked like I was talking about Drake, and it all overlaps. Yeah. And we fucked up. I get it. We hadn't seen the doc, and everyone was asking us for our opinions on it.
Oh, on the TikTok.
Yeah. And I get it. Now having seen the documentary, like, it's so disturbing. I get they were asking us.
And we had no clue of the magnitude of what they were discussing. We're also multitasking. I'm sitting there editing the sound. I thought we had lost all of the footage.
Now we've watched it and I get it. If I had just watched especially that third episode and then watched us joking like that,
you would be upset.
I would be like, are they sociopaths?
But literally right after they make that shitty joke, he says, no, but really what happened to Drake was awful. We're just saying that didn't happen on our set.
Even if you didn't know what happened. No, I know, but they did.
Like, you can't say you didn't know the specifics and then also in the same sentence that you're joking say what happened to Drake was horrible. You knew it was horrible, no? So then it's not funny to joke about.
Even if you didn't know specifics, what happened, you had to know generally that it was SA. So, like, I don't understand a circumstance where the details would have changed anything.
Well, and also people were really upset because they didn't work with Dan Schneider. They worked with someone else. It's just a bunch of bullshit. And then also that video of Lauren's that we shared has a lot of moments from Ned's Declassified podcast, whatever the fuck, where they're all like so overtly sexual, but not in a way that's like, let's talk about sex, like fuck it, who cares, in like a teenager way almost. Like it's just like a bunch of horny, like, first of all, Lindsay and Devin just want to fuck, like just go do it then. But then also even guests that they have on that don't want to go there, they'll like ask questions about like, oh, so when you were on the show, like did you hook up with anyone, like that kind of thing. It's like, we're not 12.
Tell me about your first relationship. When did you first realize that you had lady parts? You know what I'm saying? And
oh.
Welcome to the pod, Jennifer.
Welcome to being on a pod with Lindsay.
Well, just because I feel like Jennifer, this is how I see Jennifer. She's so classy, so like, so versed, so worldly, so everything. And now I just want to know what it's like inside that libido.
First, like sexual experience, is that what you're like the first time I was aware that I wasn't like
either on your own when you first became aware that you love your stuff or with another person? Actually both.
I don't want to know about Jen's childhood libido, Lindsay.
I don't want to know about your child.
Ah! It was high. It's just gotten progressively more like polarizing as it went on. And then I know Lindsay has also had some, like, I think there's been racist comments. There's been a lot of like controversial stuff surrounding that podcast. So I'm not completely surprised that Lindsay would be trying to maybe find another venue, because I don't think it's doing that well these days. But it gets announced that she is doing a podcast with the girl that played Jenna in Pretty Little Liars, because if you didn't know, Lindsay Shaw was also in Pretty Little Liars. Her character is pretty...
Dude, okay, I loved Pretty Little Liars, and I'm just like, okay, yes. Were you both in it? Technically. We have to say you were in it. I do
remember. She dated Emily's character.
Yeah, like, I remember you were in it. But their podcast is called Pretty Little Podcast. They really do not spend a lot of times on the names over at Podco. I'm so sorry, but they don't.
Well, no, but that's the whole thing about this, is why it's such a controversy. It's not just that it's like embarrassing that the two of them are the ones doing it. It's that they stole that name from an existing podcast. And I'll say right now, I don't think it's the most creative name. I don't know if they saw the name of the other podcast and were like, we're going to take that name. But a quick Google search, just a quick one. Like, that's pretty standard anytime you come up with a show name.
Pretty Little Podcast, that name exists. Who has that?
From a fan-run podcast that has like a decent
about
following.
Pretty
it's
Little
like
Liars?
A small podcast, and it's an independent podcast. But yes, it is like a rewatch of Pretty Little Liars, and then they also talk about pop culture. So speaking from experience, when I worked for Clever, anytime we came up with a new show, which I came up with most of our shows, we didn't trademark any of them. Honestly, unless you end up becoming like a really household name, like it's not gonna really come in to play that often. You don't need to have a trademark. You don't need to copyright it. But not even for legal reasons. It's more for like SEO reasons and like just brand familiarity and stuff. That you do a quick Google search of what you want to name the show to make sure nothing else is already named that, because guess what? Then yours isn't going to be as prominent when it comes up in the search results. But for a situation like this, because they are two people that were actually on the show and they have podcast network behind them, we'll watch the video of the girl that is the host of the existing podcast and she explains everything. But her concern, which is valid, is that as soon as they start doing their episodes, suddenly the existing podcast is going to go way down in the search results because they already have built-in audiences that are probably going to go check it out.
Right. But even, I mean, obviously that's awful and that's a whole aspect of it. But even on the just the base of everything, like, why would them two, who were like barely supporting characters, how could they think that they could carry the Pretty Little Liar name? Like, none of you were the leads.
They exist in the same sphere as CCR, and I'm telling you, they cling to just any shred of relevance.
Like, at least like Ned's Declassified, those were the three, you know, people in Ned's Declassified, the main people. It's like Ned's Declassified saying, okay, let's do a podcast, but none of the main people did it, and it's just like the mom and dad. Like, nobody fucking wants
it's like
that.
Extras.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Well, and like Jenna, I don't, what's her name? Her real name. Tam Mince Her Sock.
Tam Mince Her Sock?
Tam Mince Her Sock.
I still have no idea what you just said.
Bless Tamin you. Is her first name. And then Sir
Mrs.
Sock.
Her Sock.
Sir Sock is her last name. Anyway, not important. At least Jenna was like a notable character. She might not have actually been acting that much in playing the role, like, because she mostly was just like from afar and you just see her with her sunglasses on and stuff. but she's very recognizable, and at least Jenna, the character, did play a big role in the series.
Obviously, yes, I did know Jenna was in the show, and then didn't they think she was A, and then it was this whole thing, whatever. But still, not one of the main people. However, Lindsay, I had to do a double take and be like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, she was in the show, because I forgot. Because
first of all, didn't she get fired?
Well, she's not in every season. No.
That was going to be my other point, is like, I think she was only in like one season. But then also, I think she got fired, which feels like maybe is potentially a legal thing that like you shouldn't be doing.
I mean, it's not just that the name, potentially there's issues there. They even use the font from the logo. They're mimicking the poster of the show for the podcast. That would very much give the idea that they had the okay from the network to do that. If you're going to use the graphics and the themes of a show.
I wonder if there's like kind of, this is the wrong term to say, but like a statute of limitations where it's like, it doesn't matter after.
It's kind of like if you took Clever's shows and used.
Well, Clever doesn't exist anymore. Or Defy. So bad example, but.
Like if we had a podcast called Cheat Day, I think that would be problematic. No?
No, because we never copyrighted or trademarked
Cheat Day. And I was going to say, and you came up with it. So it is a little bit of a different dynamic.
But actually, even back to the naming of shows and like doing a quick Google search, even when we did Lunchy Break, which was our vlog show where we literally just went and got lunch, we were just going to call it Lunch Break. And I remember we Googled it and we were like, there's one YouTube show that is called Lunch Break, and it was our friends at Wong Fu Productions, who we didn't know at the time, but then we ended up going to Italy with them and meeting Tom Hanks. A very weird trajectory. And when we met them, we were like, you're the Lunch Break guys. Because Lunch Break is also such a generic term. We were like, oh my God, come on, it's fine. And they were like, no, pick something else. So then I was like, fine, we'll add a Y. And then we made a Lunchy Break. But the fact that they do have a production team and they didn't look, or they did, and then we're like, well,
it has to be that one, because even for my mom's podcast, that is like such a small podcast, we were gonna name their podcast Si Pero No, but then I was like, oh, there's another very small podcast that's also called that. So I was like, okay, let's do Yes Pero No. And that was how we came up with it, because you have to do your due diligence.
And you had even sent it to me and you were like, is like, what do you think? And if it's a totally different subject and not going to be the same audiences, you can do it. It's probably not ideal for either of you, but it's not going to be like confusing for the brand. This is like, okay, did you really not look? Which honestly, I would believe either, because it feels like it's CCR. I could see her just not caring, but also I could see them just not looking.
Wait, my brain just jumped to like, what is the show even fucking about?
Let's just watch the girl from the other podcast talk about it. So their TikTok has 7,200 followers. Their Instagram has like 2,000. So they don't have like a huge following, but I guess they have a very dedicated following.
Yeah.
And Podco obviously doesn't have a huge like social following. So they like very much just inundated completely the comment section and just blew it up. So that's hilarious. But one thing I did want to point out, as you can tell, Pretty Little Podcast is not like a super original name by any means. And apparently they do cover Pretty Little Liars, but this isn't even exclusively a Pretty Little Liars podcast. And I actually just saw a comment that said that there was another podcast like 2 years earlier that was also called that. So like, the name has not been like only them ever.
Well, when I heard the Podco show name, I thought, that's not very original. And no hate to the people who came up with like, it before. It's just not
for sure
revolutionary.
I do still think that these people have a right to be pissed because like,
oh yeah,
they should have Googled it, but they weren't necessarily the first to have it either. So that being said, this, I think, what are their names? Phoebe and Caroline are the two sisters that hosted.
Let's talk about it. Sorry for the jump scare if you weren't expecting to see Paige McCullers and Jenna Marshall on your screen. But I promise you're going to want to hear this. Because I'm going to detail with receipts, proof, timelines, how these two ripped off an existing small content creators podcast, namely mine with my sister. And even worse, how they handled it when they were called out. So let's get into it. So on Tuesday of this week, these two, we've got Lindsay Shaw and we have Tamin Sirsak, and they announced that they are launching a podcast called Pretty Little Podcast. Love the name. It just sounds really familiar. Oh my God. Because it's my podcast name. You see, my sister Phoebe and I have been recording, editing, funding, marketing, everything ourselves for a podcast called The Pretty Little Podcast for 2 years now. We have over 100 episodes. We have a Patreon. We have merch that we've designed ourselves. Like, we have really built our brand from the ground up. We recap episodes of Pretty Little Liars and we talk about pop culture. So yeah, seeing a podcast led by two celebrities with the same name as yours, kind of a bummer, but you know, maybe they're about different things. Of course they're not. They will also be rewatching Pretty Little Liars and recapping it. But instead of pop culture, they will be having some sort of like criminal element to it. This was brought to my attention by one of our listeners. We have like an incredible listener base. They're called the Road Warriors. Love you guys. And my first instinct, honestly, was like, how do I salvage this? Because you have to remember, each of these women have 1 million followers. That's a built-in audience. They don't have to worry about if they're going to have listeners, if their podcast will be successful, because it will be. Not to mention the amount of help that they have. Because their podcast is produced by Podco. And yeah, that's Christy Carlson Romano's podcast company. And I think that's her husband. Just a refresher in case you don't remember who she is. It's been like kind of a while since she's been on anyone's screen. On her podcast network, she has a bunch of shows that are essentially rewatch podcasts with members of the shows. She's been criticized a lot for sort of capitalizing on nostalgia baiting. And she also has a podcast on the network. It's called Vulnerable, where former child stars share their experiences, creating a space for big reveals. Unfortunately, she's frequently called an attention seeker, desperate for clickbait, bad behavior towards guests on her podcast. But that won't get our girl down. She doesn't give a fuck. There's a bunch of stuff like this out there, but just so we're clear on who's running this podcast network, it's this one. She's obviously really good at what she does. Now, when you are repped by a podcast network, you get a lot of help. In fact, it's a goal of ours to get on a network this year. So if anybody has any strings, now would really be the time. They have a lot of help with their audio engineering, their editing. They don't have to worry about funding this podcast themselves. They have a team of social media managers. And they were quick to tell me they have a whole production team behind this. So you would think, with a whole production team behind this, that oversights like choosing a name that's already taken could be avoided. And I'll explain to you why this is so tough. Because right now, when you Google Pretty Little Podcast, this is what comes up. That's me and my sister. But once they release one of their episodes, and apparently they've got 12 in the can, you're never going to find us again. Because when you Google Pretty Little Podcast, the celebrity podcast with a built-in audience and a pod network who is there to promote it, yeah, they're going to bury us. Especially because we're talking about the same thing. I don't know about you, but like most people aren't looking for two Pretty Little Liars podcasts. I have a strict podcast schedule. And if it's between two nobodies like me and my sister and people who are on the show, who do you think you're going to choose? And this happens all the time.
Pardon the interruption, but I have some information that I thought was relevant. I'm in no way siding with Podco. I'm not defending Podco, Lindsay Shaw, CCR, not defending any of them. But considering Caroline here does seem to really be stressing how if Podco's team had just taken the time to do a simple Google search, this whole mess would have been avoided. And I can't argue there. But the thing I find interesting is that Podco is expected to do a quick Google search to make sure there's no name conflict. Wouldn't you think Caroline should be expected to do that as well? I say that because according to my Google search, like Podco, they were not the first ones to come up with the title The Pretty Little Podcast. Shocking, I know. And assuming that they did their quick little Google search, I can't imagine that they wouldn't have been introduced to Maria and Emily, the hosts of a podcast that started 2 years before theirs called, you guessed it, The Pretty Little Podcast. But that said, in their defense, it does seem like that podcast was pretty short-lived, and it looks like it had already ended by the time that they were about to launch theirs. So, you know what? We can let that one slide. But that wasn't the only one they would have missed in this quick little Google search, because there's another podcast, which is also a rewatch podcast of Pretty Little Liars, that seems to be very similar to theirs. The name? The Pretty Little Podcasters. And while you could argue that it is technically different, you know, podcast versus podcasters, based on the fact that their Instagram handle is The Pretty Little Podcast, but podcast is spelled with a zero, I'm guessing that that wasn't a creative choice, and the reason they had to do that was because other handles were taken, including The Pretty Little Pod, which belongs to, you guessed it, The Pretty Little Podcasters. Oh, and did I mention The Pretty Little Podcasters started in 2014, which was 8 years before The Pretty Little Podcast? So again, it just seems like something that probably would have come up in a quick Google search. But anyway, hopefully you guys weren't planning on launching a YouTube aspect to your brand, because there also is a podcast that they're going to have some beef with, because it is called, you guessed it, A Pretty Little Podcast, and they take up most of YouTube search results. So also something I noticed during my quick little Google search is that they have the little trademark symbol next to their title of The Pretty Little Podcast. And while I don't know a whole lot about trademarks, I did do a quick little Google search on that too. That little TM symbol actually apparently is reserved for people that do not have their trademark registered, because if you do have your trademark registered, you would use the little R with the circle around it. So apparently the use of the TM doesn't mean anything, and it holds absolutely no legal weight. All that to say, as the symbol suggests, and as my search through the trademark database confirms, no person or business has ever registered any trademark for the name The Pretty Little Podcast, which means that ultimately anyone can use it, including Podco. Anyway, I'll stop rambling, but I do want to leave you with one other Pretty Little Podcast that I found. It belongs to none other than Freeform, the network that Pretty Little Liars aired on. And I'll say it doesn't look like it's too legitimate of a podcast. It's like a few YouTube videos. But nonetheless, it was titled Pretty Little Liars, Weekly Pretty Little Podcast, and premiered in 2010. And again, I'm not defending Podco because, yes, they should have Googled it and they would have seen that there was more than one podcast named A Pretty Little Podcast. But let's see what else Caroline has to say.
Celebrities, big businesses do this to small content creators and small businesses time and time again, and they just keep getting away with it. And so, yeah, I'm going to speak out about it. When I first found out, in order to try and turn this into something usable, something maybe good, I reached out saying, LOL, great minds think alike. Maybe there's a collab in our future.
She messages them and says, LOL, great minds think alike. Maybe there's a collab in our future.
I'm kind of confused why she would say
okay,
that.
Okay, and same. I was going to ask you, if you saw, what do you interpret that to mean?
I interpret that to mean that she is almost like flattered that they have the same name, not at all that she's upset or bothered by it.
I get kind of passive aggressive, like, great minds think alike. Hey, oh, you stole you our name.
She's like being sarcastic.
Yeah, but I meant more so, how do you interpret maybe there's a collab in our future? What do you think that means? What would the collab be?
Well, I don't know. CCR is the queen of collabs. So I would imagine just like having them on. Like they okay. just talk about, oh my God, we have the same name. So same, let's have same. Them on.
Either they come on theirs or just one or the other. Like some kind of guest appearance on one of the shows.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind because that's how I interpret it as well. This girl, Caroline, seems to think that that is not the case.
I reached out saying, LOL, great minds think alike. Maybe there's a collab in our future. And that is the only message they've ever sent them. Now, if you go try to look at this post now, you won't find any of these comments that I'm about to show you because this podcast company has the funds to pay someone to go and delete all the negative comments that we get.
They might, but also, couldn't you just see like Christy sitting there? Like,
oh, yeah.
Scrolling
yeah.
and deleting them herself.
Absolutely.
Or like Lindsay took over that responsibility.
They can't pay someone to do a quick Google search to see if a podcast name has already been taken. Makes sense to me. You know, we're really lucky though, because we do have this amazing listener base and they really showed up for us. They said, I don't think so, honey. Copycat. And really, they're just urging them to consider changing their name, considering they don't have any released episodes yet. I mean, there are pages and pages of these. And we are so grateful. Because these comments showed up on A Pretty Little Podcast's Instagram page underneath their announcement, but they also showed up on Tamman's Instagram page, Lindsay's Instagram page, the Podco Instagram page. Like, people were ready to have our backs. It's almost like they think justice should be served. Once the comments got a little too loud, a little too hard to ignore, Tamman started responding, saying things like, it goes through a network that has nothing to do with us. The people on Reddit thought that was really cold and kind of rude.
So if you missed that, Tamman responded to someone commenting about it and said, it goes through a network that has nothing to do with us, which very much is positioning herself as like, I'm just the talent. I just show up.
I mean, maybe that's true, but it's the network's show and you're in it. So yeah, it does have something to do with you.
Wouldn't you be mad at the network then? Like, why would you be responding to people and like trying to just distance yourself? Like, come on.
But then she changed her tune. She started saying she would have us on the show because they love their fans. Girl, who said we were fans of you? And then the showrunner messages us. Hey, this is one of the show producers. So glad you're fans of PLL. Could be fun for our host to share what it was like working on the show. We know there's been some confusion about the name. To be honest, we didn't know there was another show with this name. Too late to change it on our end because we have a whole production team behind it. But it's all good because it's a totally different show. We have true crime detectives and are interviewing the rest of the cast of PLL. And I can't read this because of the recording, but it's something about like, you guys could come on an episode if you want. A few things. Number one, what confusion?
So it says, but we definitely support you guys and could be fun to maybe have you on an episode if you're game. But this is after she had messaged them saying like, maybe there's a collab in our future. They then take this as like kind of a loose agreement that's like, yeah, maybe we'll collab in the future. And then they start using that as like kind of their ammo for damage control of like how they're going to respond to other people because it's like, things seem fine.
No confusion about the name here. Been using it for 2 years. To be honest, we didn't know there was another show with this name. So typically you would Google to see if there's one, especially with that huge whole production team behind it. It's too late to change it now. You haven't released any episodes. It's actually the perfect time.
I will play devil's advocate there. If they already recorded 12 episodes, they probably said, welcome to A Pretty Little Podcast. So they already did record when they're saying it. But yes, they should have Googled first.
But it's all good. Yeah, I'll let you know when it's all good. I'll let you know. But I need to point out, nowhere in this message, in my message, in their message, was there anything about like us saying, let's have a podcast swap?
Have you ever heard it called a podcast swap?
No.
I understand what she's saying, and it's that you go on each other's podcast to promote it, cross promotion.
Yeah, like wife swap, but for podcasts.
But she's like, nowhere in these messages do we agree to a pod swap. And I'm like, well, no, but you suggested a collab, which when you suggest a YouTube collab, that usually means go on each other's channels. It's not just a one channel thing.
Yeah.
So like you kind of did.
Well, and again, even if she was being sarcastic or not actually inviting them to do a collab, and like you said, maybe doing it in a more passive aggressive way, she did a horrible job because I believed her. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, so she wants to collab.
Oh, well, no. And I was just referring to the first part of that as passive aggressive for the great minds think alike. I didn't think she was being passive aggressive for the collab. I think she's like, oh. Well, fuck, might as well like can't beat him, join him kind of situation.
Regardless, I absolutely could see how on the second Pretty Little Pods, like the Podco one, on their side, how they could be like, okay, she's cool.
Like 100%. Like, oh, we've squashed the beef and we're good. And now we're going to collab at some point.
Yes.
Which usually would mean that you go on each other's podcasts. But she doesn't seem to agree with that, which was confusing to me.
So in an effort to save their asses, I guess, they pinned this comment on their original post introducing the podcast. Hey, show producer here. To the people in the comments upset about the name, fear not. The Pretty Little Podcast wrote us in our DMs asking us to do a podcast swap, and we think it's a wonderful idea. Our show is certainly much different. The actual actresses from the show talking about their real life experiences behind the scenes, plus forensics experts and detectives talking about actual true crime stories. We'd love to give them as much love as we can. Anyone who's a fan of PLL, we're happy to give some flowers to and promote. Unless, of course, that means they have to hold themselves accountable. Sorry, they draw the line. Yeah, so I almost was gonna like let this go. I was like, okay, I didn't say that, but I don't know if I want to like keep fan in the flames with this. But then they start commenting at other places, like on Tammin's page, on our personal page, like all these places, and it's literally just like not true. So in an effort to control the narrative, I responded. Just said, looks like there's some confusion. We didn't suggest a podcast swap, but it's an interesting idea. We'll get back to your DM as soon as we can. You know, at first glance, doing a podcast swap, which just so you guys know, that would be like we would go on their podcast for an episode and they would come on ours.
That is what you suggested, though. Like, that is what a collab is.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And listen, if there's anybody who's not on Christy Carlson Romano's side, it's us. But exactly. Girly, you confuse them with that, at least. And I could understand why a producer that some could speculate is Christy Carlson Romano typing that. I feel like that makes sense that they would take that and be like, okay, yeah, we're cool, and also use it to cover their own ass. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they're doing.
I think that that's definitely what they're doing. But I think that they think that it's like a mutual thing. I think it's a little bit of an eye roll that they're then using it to then calm the people down that are upset. Right. But for her to be like, we didn't say that. I'm like, well, but you did.
It's like, looked like there's been some confusion. We didn't suggest a podcast swap.
Yeah, you did.
You suggested a collab, and that's what a collab is.
And if anything, Podco's account was the one that was like, oh, that's an interesting idea, maybe in the future. Like, they almost blew her off.
Exactly.
It would have been a completely different story if she reached out with a concern and then Podco got back to her and was like, hey, but maybe we could collab, and then use that as like some leverage. But that's not what happened. This is just weird.
Again, I mentioned that built-in audience earlier. Like, it would be great. Unfortunately, ethically, that's not something I can do. And I'm not comfortable with people thinking that I reached out suggesting that. When I said collab, I literally was like, maybe they'll post about us on their Instagram story. Like, I didn't know I was in crisis.
In no way would you suggest a collab and think that that means maybe they'll post about it on our Instagram story. That is not, No.
That is either you go on their show or they go on your show or both.
Yeah.
That's what a collab is.
Which I guess is apparently what a podcast swap is.
And this is so silly. She didn't have to do all of this. She could have just been, hey, this is upsetting that they had the name, but what is this?
This part was a little weird for me because I'm like, wait, well, you're, what?
Yeah.
Like, are we reading the same thing?
But nowhere did I say pod swap. As far as I'm concerned, they just invited themselves onto our show. What? Invite only Biot. The reason that ethically I don't feel comfortable going on their podcast or having them on ours, Lindsay Shaw. I don't even think I realized like all the controversy surrounding this woman. You may remember this headline. I think this was in 2021. Or maybe it was this one. If you haven't already watched the explosive Quiet On Set documentary, I highly recommend it, but you know, trigger warning. So naturally she went on live with the co-stars of her Ned's Declassified podcast, which is also on the Podco network, also run by Christy Carlson Romano. I don't even want to like read this or say anything about it. So I'm just going to go away. You can pause and read.
So I kind of get the feeling that maybe she didn't realize that Lindsay was super controversial. So she was going to try and take advantage of the fact that they were going to have to beg for their forgiveness. Not really, but like she would hope that that would happen.
Yeah.
And then when they were like, oh yeah, she did a little more research, saw that people hate Lindsay Shaw, and then was like, well, fuck, I don't want her on the podcast. And then now is backtracking and pretending like she didn't ever want her on.
Right.
So when we didn't immediately jump on that, they deleted all the comments, like literally deleted every single comment that was in support of us. Any comment that acknowledged that like they made a mistake. They even deleted the comments like talking about us reaching out and asking for a pod swap. So we got a bunch of messages from our listeners like this. Couldn't agree more. Condescending. Yep, that sounds about right. Since they were deleting all the comments, I thought they were ready to let this go. And I was honestly ready to let it go too. And then we got an insane comment from an affiliate of the show. Why would you get mad at actors from the show starting a podcast about the show? Why don't you change your podcast name to Petty Little Podcasters? You'd have endless content. By the way, he has both of his employers in his Instagram bio at this point. The Hive Media Group and...
So this guy's name is Zach Aloof. And now this Instagram is private. But apparently he had the names of his employers in his bio. And then I just did like 5 minutes of looking. And I found his Twitter account, which has Hive Audio as his banner, and apparently Hive Audio is like the sound engineers for Podco. So I'm like, oh my god, you guys are so messy. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Sit down, sir. Nor. Don't get
so
involved.
This is somebody that works at Podco leaving like not like a hate comment, I wouldn't say, but it's definitely not professional. And as far as actors from the show, barely. I mean, come on. Get out of here.
Barely.
Also, Romana blocked me. I've never one time mentioned her, but she's blocked me. Looks like
well, that's not rare.
And this really pissed me off because, bitch, I have not been petty yet. But now it begins. I also feel like he definitely got a talking to. Ren Stevens was like, aloof, stam, because he took those handles right on out. Once people started saying, what the fuck? He deleted his comment too, but I received. And he inspired us. We now have this amazing merch line. The Petty Little Podcaster. Look, we gotta salvage what we can. So please spread far and wide, support The Pretty Little Podcast with Caroline and Phoebe Connell.
Is now a bad time to say that I actually like that name better than their podcast name? Petty Little Podcasters is much better.
Well, and then it also like kind of encompasses more. Yeah. Because I guess their podcast isn't even just about Pretty Little Liars. Right. It's like sometimes it is.
And before we go any further, we have another word from another sponsor, Factor.
You guys know if you watch the show that we do love Factor. We've talked about them a few times, but I have to say in this last week, Factor has saved me so many times because I have not had the time to cook.
I like that for you, it saves you from cooking, and for me, it saves me from takeout.
With Factor, you can eat stress-free this spring with their delicious, ready-made, always fresh, never frozen meals.
And you get to choose from 35 weekly menu options, and you can pick your categories. So there's like calorie smart, keto, protein plus, vegan and veggie. I obviously don't pick that one, but you know.
I do. I ordered two of the vegetarian tamale bowls that I was talking about, and they're super good and super filling. And honestly, I always feel so good after a Factor meal, not too full, but like also satisfied for hours. I don't know how they do it because you would think it's like a little tray, but it's a very good portion and it fills you up.
So if you guys want to not get takeout every day or you want a break from cooking, try Factor. Just go to factormeals.com/DWKT50 and use the code DWKT50 and you get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Two discounts.
Yeah, that's amazing. And again, that's code DWKT50 at factormeals.com/DWKT50. Thank you so much to Factor for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I do 100% see why they were annoyed. I would be absolutely annoyed. And I would, you know, Christy Carlson Romano just in general tends to tick me off. I honestly just feel like, although I understand why she would feel so frustrated, she absolutely fucked up here and doesn't see it. Maybe because she doesn't want to see it. But it's like, girl, why would you message them that you want to collab and then be like, what the fuck are they thinking? Wanting to just say that they're collabing with me. Like, they invited themselves to collab with us. Girl, I mean, come on.
That's the thing. If she had just left it at the title and like them being upset about it, and like even with the fucking Zach Aloof comment and everything, that more than enough to keep people mad and get you some PR and like, great. The whole gaslighting us into you didn't ask to collab is
right.
You did.
Were people on her side with this, or were they like, hi, did you read your message?
Actually, let's look at the comment.
This has 92,000
yeah,
likes.
Yeah, well, I mean, also, I think people are probably in the same boat as us that they don't like Christy Carlson Romano, so they're quick to be like, yeah, fuck her.
Oh, yeah.
And Lindsay Shaw.
Yeah, it's literally just people who hate Christy Carlson Romano and Lindsay Shaw. You guys, as Christy Carlson Romano's number one haters, this is ridiculous that you are letting your hating on Christy Carlson Romano blind you to the truth, which is that she obviously invited the collab. Like, come on. Someone said I'd be speaking with a lawyer. I mean, come on. This is crazy.
It's not trademarked. It's not copyrighted. Like, oh my God, Janet gets involved.
And the thing is, too, is like the concept of it is not particularly, like we said, original. Like, if someone did come up with Do We Know Them and like copied us, I would think that's fucking insane because the name is so random. Like, when you told me the name for this podcast, I was like, wait, what? Like, I didn't even understand.
I had a vision.
But I kind of liked it. I was like, that has a ring to it. So like, it's different. If it was an original idea, it would be even more annoying. But like I said, I think she had a case to be like, oh, fuck you. Like, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
And then just ruined it. And honestly, now I'm just like, okay, well, everybody just go do your Pretty Little Podcast. Bye.
And then also, obviously, if you Google it, it might be confusing, but also, why would you Google it without knowing what podcast you were looking for?
Because the name is so, yeah, I see what you mean.
Like, why would it really hurt you to not be the first one? Wouldn't they be like, well, it's not the one with the girls that were pretty irrelevant on the cast. It's those other two girls, so I'm gonna look for that one. It's not like the show's over, what are we gonna do now kind of situation, you know?
And the concept too, I mean, we'll have to see. I mean, I'm not gonna watch it, but I guess we'll see. The show concept does also seem different.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that she's painting it like, oh, it's the exact same thing.
Like, they won't have the same episode titles or, like, stuff like
no,
that.
No, and if they really are, and that kind of goes in line with all of Christy Carlson Romano's Podco shows, is like, yeah, they do want to have people from the cast on almost always. Like, anybody they could get, they're trying to rally everyone together. So that is very different than what they do, which is just talk about the episodes. You know, it's obviously different to have the people. I feel like people might get mad at us, but, I mean, listen, again, if there's
anybody, I'm just trying to like, be realistic.
Yeah, we're not on anyone's side. I'm not on Podco's side, fuck them, but I'm not entirely on their side either. It could be annoying, and you could have also handled this wrong, and you should have done something different. Like, don't try to tell me that you didn't say nothing, because that bothers me. I'm like, come on. Yeah, I'm reading
she's gaslighting the fuck out of us.
I feel like she would literally say, like, I was joking, like that was a joke, you know, I wasn't actually inviting
them. Which, okay, but like, you can't tell that via text.
Right? She could at the very least be like, well, I shouldn't have joked about that, because then they took it seriously and used that as a fucking excuse. But she didn't even do that. She's like, where the fuck did I collab? Yeah,
but to say that, like, I thought it was going to be an Instagram story, I'm like, since when is that a collab? That's a promo. Like, which, speaking of promo, honestly, this probably is helping them more than it's hurting them, because now they have all of this PR.
I know. I wouldn't have known that the podcast was a thing unless this happened.
I bet you they have a ton of new listeners now, because people want to listen to them in spite of Salmon and Lindsay.
I mean, all in all, it's annoying, and I think that it did deserve to be like, hey, what the fuck? But what a weird turn of events. Like, I did that was what had happened at all.
Hi, girlies. Guess what? There's an update. Quite the update, actually, because it appears that the backlash against the Podco Pretty Little Podcast was strong enough that they have announced their official name change. It started by Tamman commenting on one of the show/Podco's posts, saying, hey guys, we're going to make a statement soon. We listened to your concerns after finding out title information and want to make sure that everyone is heard and appreciated. And since our show is vastly different and about true crime and has the original cast and crew on the show, we will now be changing our title to Pretty Little Liars True Crime. I hope everyone feels heard, and go listen to all the PLL podcasts, because we love you guys. Interesting. So they did in fact change their Instagram name, and apparently from now on they will be known as Pretty Little Liars True Crime, which, you know, seems like a trademark/copyright issue, but you know, what do I know? Anyway, not long after she commented that, she did follow up by posting this video, which you'll note is just Tamman and not our good friend Lindsay Shaw.
Hey, beautiful Pretty Little Liars fans. I firstly wanted to get on here and thank you so much for being fans of the show. If it wasn't for you guys, we would never have gotten to do this show, and to still be talking about it this many years later is just absolutely incredible, and it's because of you guys, and we love you so much. I also want to talk about the name of our show being similar to another name of a podcast, and I just wanted to say that we had no idea until about 2.5 days ago, but we hear you and we know that you're disappointed, and we want to make sure that you feel heard and validated, and we are going to change our name to Pretty Little Liars True Crime, because our show is vastly different. We want to make sure the other show gets everything that they want out of their show, and ours is very different. We have crew and cast members from the original Pretty Little Liars come on the show, talk about their experience, and we have the rest of the show talking about true crime as it relates to Pretty Little Liars. So our new name is called Pretty Little Liars True Crime, and yes, go listen to all the Pretty Little Liars podcasts. We love that you're still interested in the show, and yeah, hopefully we can have you guys on the show, our fans, talking about what you love, what you wanted to know, any behind the scenes secrets. And we're really excited. And again, we are so grateful for all of you.
Mwah! So the caption to that said, we listen and want to make sure you feel validated and heard. We changed the name to Pretty Little Liars True Crime, and we are so excited to share OG cast and crew and a real life forensic scientist and death investigator at Joseph Scott Morgan to the show. So grateful to have you all as fans of the show. Please let's share the love to PLL, #PLL, #PrettyLittleLiarsTrueCrime. I can't be the only one who's a little confused how the true crime tie-in came to be, considering Pretty Little Liars is, first of all, a fictional show, but like also a wildly unrealistic fictional show. So, I mean, who am I to question CCR's creative genius? Best of luck, girlies. Anyway, as for the other Pretty Little Podcast girlies, as you might imagine, they were absolutely thrilled by this news.
We did it, Joe. Thank you so much to Tamman Sarsak for posting this comment and changing the name. They are changing the name of their podcast to Pretty Little Liars True Crime. I did not think this would happen. Phoebe and I were not thinking that we would actually even have like an end result. So this is crazy and extremely meaningful. Thank you for doing the right thing and realizing that it matters. Small content creators, small businesses should be able to stand up for themselves. And by doing this, by listening and hearing us and taking action, you've shown that it matters and it makes a difference. Their small creators will probably feel empowered to share their experiences, to speak out, to stand up for themselves. And that's a major win. So thank you for being part of the solution. I know this got messy, and I'm sorry for that. But I'm a tough bitch. Thank you, Tamman, and thank you to all of you. We are so happy you're here. Now go stream the Pretty Little Podcast.
Now, am I the only one that noticed that Lindsay was also noticeably absent from her thank yous in this video? I wonder why. Actually, I don't, because
in addition to Lindsay just kind of like already being the worst. I'm gonna guess it probably had a little something to do with what I believe is a now deleted Instagram comment that Lindsay felt compelled to leave on a post that the Pretty Little Podcast had posted. And it reads, "Bravo, this is a genius marketing move, though we did nothing wrong. If y'all want to play the morality police over podcasts that truly have different names, please go ahead. If that's going to keep you from watching, okay, your PLL podcast dreams are already being fulfilled. But enough is enough. We'd love to work in conjunction and even have you on, but okay, let's be mad." Ooh, a little hostile. Unsure what she means by truly different names, unless she's trying to act like having the word "the" in front of one of them is making them drastically different, which, if that's the case, weird hill to die on, but okay. Anyway, I do have to say, didn't think agreeing with Lindsay Shaw was going to be on my 2024 bingo card, but I do find it funny that Lindsay brings up the genius marketing for a variety of reasons. First, because, I mean, I actually agree for once, and I pointed it out earlier to Jesse. This is a great PR move because there are tons of people that didn't know about this show, and now they're going to watch, whether it's because they're actually interested or because it's out of spite for, you know, Lindsay and CCR. Either way, they have a whole new wave of listeners, and honestly, well done. Now, number two, I'm really not trying to be shady, but I just can't help but point out the irony, because remember how Caroline expressed that one of the biggest issues with Podco stealing the name, stealing as in quotes there, one of her main concerns is how it would negatively affect how their show would come up in SEO and people wouldn't be able to find it, which, yeah, valid, but if you were really concerned about like people being able to find your show, and I mean this with peace and love, you might want to change the links you have to your socials, because your links for Instagram go to pretty_little_podcast, and that doesn't exist. It's not the right Instagram link. Does not go to your Instagram, goes to a broken page. So the actual handle is Pretty Little Podcast, but then podcast, the O is a zero, which is a choice. I don't know if I would say it's a good one, but it's a choice nonetheless. I think the other one probably would have been better, and it does go to a broken page, so it seems like it's still available. So like, maybe go snatch that up, switch it out. The links would work again. Just a suggestion from one creator to another. But it's not just the Instagram, it's actually your TikTok as well. Because the one that you list on everything is pretty_little_podcast. It's actually the Pretty Little Podcast with no underscores. So just a few corrections. Your Apple Podcast page has both of them wrong. Your Linktree does have the Instagram right, but the TikTok is wrong. Just a word of advice. Thought you might like to know, because you did seem concerned about people not being able to find your stuff. And right now, I don't know if it's that easy to find. I mean, if we're talking about SEO, I just don't feel like that's necessarily the best move. But, you know, that's just me. Live your dreams. Anyway, number two, it does seem a bit hypocritical to attack Podco, who, again, I'm not defending, but it does seem hypocritical to attack them and preach about how, you know, they should have done a quick Google search and shouldn't have named their show the same thing as yours because that was stealing it. But I mean, considering you named your podcast that when there was multiple others that existed before you that definitely would have presented some kind of, you know, brand confusion or marketing issues like the ones that you described that Podco would be causing for you, which also begs the question, did Podco steal your title or did they just not look? Like, did they just not do the Google search or did they do the Google search and they were like, yes, that's the title and we're gonna steal it? Either way, then I have to ask, which one was it for you? Like, did you see that other podcasts were named that in the past and you just ignored that? Or did you not do the Google search either? Either way, I'm just saying, feels a little hypocritical. Again, not taking Podco's side, just pointing it out. Regardless, at the end of the day, Podco, Caroline and Phoebe, the people on the numerous other podcasts that I mentioned earlier, none of them have actually registered the trademark. So technically all of them can use it and there could be 12 Pretty Little Podcasts and it would be totally allowed. Smart? Not so much. Questionable, but allowed nonetheless. So anyway, I think this was enough of either Pretty Little Podcast for me, but if you girlies are looking for a PLL podcast, looks like you have a few options. So anyway, that's it. Okay, bye.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of Lindsay. I don't know much about, I already forgot her name. Damn it. Tamin. I don't really care for them in general as far as like on the show, after the show, like I'm not like a stan. So I don't know. I'm not like trying to defend anyone. This is all just weird and like everybody needs to just stop it. I do wish those girls well. I mean, it seems like they did work hard on their podcast and like slay away, but you know, just a weird way to handle everything, I guess.
But you did ask them to
collab. You did. Just for the record, we want it there that you did ask for the collab. Anyway, let's do our We Love the Internet. All right, so mine, I don't know if I ever told you this, but This reminds me of when my mom came to me and was like, what is that word you're saying on the podcast? And I was like, what? She's like, Lily said it once and now you're saying it and I know you don't know what that means. And I'm like, wait, what? What word are you talking about? So she literally could not remember it to save her life. And I was like, well, you need to rewatch the podcast and tell me what word it is. So she did. Anyway, it was juxtaposition.
You know it, do you?
Of course I know what the fuck that means. She just thinks I'm dumb. And I was like, no, you're dumb. You don't know what it means. But anyway, this is literally me learning new words on the podcast and trying to use them. No, you don't understand. She was like pissed. She's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you saying this word?
If you aren't aware, it means like next to. Next to, and that you would compare it to that.
I have to be honest. I might have known the word existed, but I definitely learned it from you saying it. And then I started saying it. So, yeah. But anyway, this guy, Leo, on TikTok, fucking hilarious. Everything he does makes me laugh. But anyway, it says, the friend who recently learned new words.
Really? And you didn't see it coming? Ooh. The dichotomy of it all. Right? The dichotomy of it all, bro. But then she just, out of nowhere, started acting brand new. So, it was just a big juxtaposition. Just a big, puras. Juxtapositions con ella. You know, but what did I expect? You warned me, bro. I don't know, bro. I know you're used to this already, but I just feel ambivalent, you know? Like, I just feel like it's not diminutive. It's just not, you know what I mean by diminutive? You know what that means? What is diminutive? What are you talking about? And so now you're just going to believe everything that she said to you? Is that the utopia you want for us? Nah, I don't feel like you're being very equitable right now. Because she's over here maligning all the time. And there you are.
I think the comments were literally calling out Tana Mojo because she is the queen of misusing big words. But I am the princess. Someone said it's always dichotomy and juxtaposition.
I literally said dichotomy last episode.
You did? That's
true. It was correct. I don't know if I have one. Let me... Oh, actually, here, I sent this to Jesse earlier and I felt like it applied to the podcast.
Gossiping with your best friend, you are not gossiping, girl. Here's your daily reminder that, girl, when you spill tea with your best friend, it's not gossiping. The delulu between you and your bestie,
period.
That's just podcasting. Y'all are just podcast hosts.
Y'all are just podcast hosts. I was like, no, but really we are, so.
That's our excuse for everything.
It's not gossip. Like,
it's just, we're just having a good time on the podcast. We weren't like this before the podcast.
It's work.
Anyway, y'all, we will leave you with that. It is Friday when we're filming this, so let's just party all weekend, am I right?
Ooh, rage.
Yeah, as in edit this episode so it could be up on Monday. All right. Anyway, if you made it to the end, as always, we appreciate you very much. And yeah, we will see you on Friday. Yeah, Friday. Bye.
Cheers.